About the Cinema by Suzanne Eastwood. Copyright Burlington Books 2018. All rights reserved. Chapter 1. Birth and Development of the Cinema. Silent Films. Lumière is the French word for light. It is also the surname of the French brothers, Louis and Auguste Lumière, who invented the cinematograph in 1895. This was a portable camera and projector, which showed lots of moving images to several people at the same time. This revolutionary camera led to the birth of cinema as we know it today. In 1896, the brothers showed their invention to the public for the first time with their short film, Workers Leaving the Lumière Factory. The film lasted 46 seconds and showed factory workers having a lunch break. But the small audience thought it was enchanting. Nobody had ever seen anything like it before, and audiences wanted more. This film was the pioneer on the journey to full-length films. More films followed, but they were silent. Without sound to help audiences understand what was going on, actors needed to use pantomime gestures and exaggerated expressions to show their feelings to the audience. Sometimes, directors used short subtitles on the screen to give the audience more information about the story. Early cinemas started to hire musicians to play music during the films to add excitement, fear, and mystery to the film. The musicians sat in an orchestra pit under the screen, and the conductor had to make sure that they played fast enough to match the action. This was quite difficult. By the 1920s, both hearing and deaf people could go out and enjoy films because of the combination of sound and action. Sometimes, people went to see a film several times a week. Today, cinema audiences are silent during a film, so they don't miss a single word. But in the 1920s, they chatted to each other during the performance, discussing what was happening on the screen. This made going to the cinema a very social event. The most famous silent film actor of all was Charlie Chaplin. He always played a character called the Little Tramp, an elegant but poor man who often got into trouble, despite his good intentions. Language was not necessary. The Little Tramp never spoke. But audiences all over the world knew what Chaplin's character thought and felt just by seeing the emotion in his eyes and through his gestures. Silent films like The Gold Rush and Safety Last ruled the cinemas for most of the 1920s and created world-famous romantic stars like Rudolph Valentino, whose popular films offered violence and passion to adoring female audiences. The talkies. The silent era couldn't last forever. Soon, a new and exciting kind of film called the talkie started to appear on screen. Thomas Edison invented the phonograph, a machine that recorded sound. Since 1885, he had tried to combine images with sound, but found it extremely difficult. Warner Brothers Studio solved the problem in 1927, when a talking film called The Jazz Singer, starring Al Jolson, changed Hollywood films forever. The Jazz Singer wasn't really the first film to use pictures and sound together, but it was the first to have a soundtrack that included dialogue. It took the other Hollywood studios many years to produce films as successful as The Jazz Singer. Studios continued to make silent films well into the 1930s. Some even released silent and talking versions of the same film at the same time. Which would you rather see? The movement from silent to talking films happened gradually and was not so simple. It had an enormous impact on the film industry and everybody who worked in it. However, It was not a good thing for everyone. Not every actor who had enjoyed success in the silent era adapted well to the challenges of the new technology. Many were extremely nervous about the new talking films. Actors who had just used physical expressions and exaggerated gestures in silent films now had to learn complicated scripts for the first time. It was suddenly a problem if a cowboy spoke with a thick Russian accent, or if an actress had an irritating voice. Many actors who spoke with foreign accents unexpectedly lost their jobs. Talkies had arrived, and now the microphone was the enemy of many silent film actors. It was not only the actors who had to adapt, but the audiences too. For years, they had imagined how their silent heroes sounded, and they were often disappointed to finally hear the actors' real voices. It was not the same, and they couldn't get used to it. Rudolph Valentino had been one of the biggest and brightest stars of the silent era, but now he was the most famous victim of talking films. His performance had simply lost its magic in the world of talkies. Directors and producers faced similar challenges. In the silent era, they constantly shouted instructions at their actors during filming. Now, they had to work in silence on the set. The projectionists, who worked in tiny rooms at the back of local cinemas, had to learn to operate phonographs at the same time as projectors and match the action with the sound perfectly. If they couldn't do it right, the result was a disaster. Once cinemas installed sound systems, there was no more need for musicians in the pit, and many lost their jobs. In 2012, a French silent film called The Artist was released. The film was set in Hollywood in the 1920s, at the time when talking pictures started to replace silent films. The story focuses on an older film star from the silent era and his relationship with an ambitious young actress determined to succeed in the world of the talkies. It shows very clearly how the march of progress in cinema history came at a high cost to some. The Artist won 5 Academy Awards at the Oscars ceremony, including Best Picture, Best Actor, and Best Director. Moving to color. Once audiences were accustomed to the talkies, the industry looked for a new idea to captivate audiences. What would excite people and make them want to see more films? Color. Although there had been color films since 1902, the process was very expensive, and the quality of the films wasn't very good. Technicolor was a company that had started to develop color films in 1915. By 1939, their technology had improved, and they were producing better quality color films at a cheaper cost. One of the first films to use this latest technology was The Wizard of Oz, 1939. This happy musical was the story of Dorothy, a young girl played by Judy Garland, who magically travelled from her dull black and white world in Kansas to the colourful fantasy land of Oz. Audiences were captivated by the bright colours of the Oz scenes, especially the magical yellow brick road. Even today, nearly 80 years later, audiences, young and old, still love this special film.